message for your loved ones inside.
CKUT Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
CKUT
Radio.
Radio. Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rivers. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Thief Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest, DJ. With the news,
Brian Amplify.
Welcome to West Indian Rivers.
On CKUT 90.3 FM,
People's Station.
Well, I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. Well, you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fourth.
Ma si ritrovò, perché smarrito sempre la cercai. Bellezza, incanto e nostalgia ferirono la mente mia. Santo nome tuo dirò, un nome che oramai non ho paura che risuoni dentro me. Di luce esplode la poesia come una sacra sinfonia che intona per best. It wasn't much. I couldn't feel, so I tried to touch. I've told the truth. I didn't come to fool ya. And even though it all went wrong, I'll stand before.
If you give a little more than you take, and if you try to fix more than you break, if you're the kind who takes the time to help a stranger in the rain, there's a place for people like you. If you stand up for those down on their knees and lend a voice to those who cannot speak, if you shine a little light, give sight to the ones who've lost their way, there's a place for people like you. I've heard up there the streets are made of gold, and when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your days down here are through, there's a place up there for people like you. If you walk around with your heart on your sleeve, and if you're trying to be the change you wanna see, if you lay down your life for love so someone could be saved, there's a place for people like you. Streets are made of gold, and when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your days down here are through, there's a place up there for people like you.
Whenever I fall, you lift me up. all powerful, omnipotent. Shine down your glory, your magnificence. When you build the fence, it make all the difference. Step in on my life and take precedence. Be the captain, the pilot, the teacher. Be the head and the boss and the leader. Be my guide, my shepherd and my keeper. Beginning and the end, you are the Alpha Omega.
Lord, I pray, I honor your name. Deliver your mercy whenever I fall.
And try to stop me. Even when them try them best to take my glory. I leave it in your hands, my Lord. Yeah, yeah. I leave it in your hands, my Lord. Yeah, yeah.
Lord, I pray. I honor your name. Deliver your mercy.
We must forgive those who have hurt us. Come on, people. God is love, and love covers a multitude of sinners. Let love flow. Let it go. And let God arise in your hearts. Glory be to God.
Lord, I pray. I honor your name. Deliver your mercy. Whenever I fall, you lift me up. Glory to thee.
Kings and queens, I bring to you these songs in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Can we hear the
understanding, compromise. God will take care of the rest, brothers and sisters. Don't you know God is watching? Stop the war, stop the fighting. Can't you see what we are doing? Can't we hear the children crying? Stop.
For a minute there. A pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal, and the world at large. Welcome to another chapter of West Indian Rhythms, and this afternoon I have two surprises, two great friends, and of course one who works on the program, Miss Faithlyn Sankar. Faith, if you're listening to my voice, I know you're busy cooking and doing this and doing that in this pandemic. But let me explain to you who I opened the show with today. And thank you all for your texts, if you can say it that way. Some people are saying they're enjoying the opening. Andre Bocelli and his 8-year-old daughter singing the big hit from Mr. Coyne right out of Montreal here. Hallelujah. Gramps Morgan. This is one massive tune. Thanks, Nicholas, for turning me on to this. People like you. People like you who takes the time out to say hello. Hand a few cents or dollars, what you can afford, to somebody. Or just put up give a shoulder to lean on. Listen to that song again when you hear it. People like you. Wayne Marshall. Tessin Chin doing Glory to God, and that was sent. That was requested. These two songs, Andre Bocelli and Glory to God, was requested by some good folks, some ladies in the Ottawa Valley, a group of family and friends in the Ottawa Valley, and they wanted to send me some money. No, I do not accept money for the station. I must tell you that. But as I told them, as I explained to them, the quickest way is to go on CKUT.ca and click on donate. We're always looking for money, because it's not easy running the station and not being in the station, if you get what I mean. All right? So, thank you, ladies and family friends out there in the Ottawa Valley. They say they listen to this station ever since. And my good friend Ron was telling me about a lady, I can't remember the lady's name, that brought back a bottle of that stuff from St. Vincent that I'm going to pour in my gas tank and run my car. Okay? Don't get me wrong. My name is Carr and I have a gas tank. And she was telling Ron that she has listened to this station from the day she came to Canada. And the dial is stuck on CKUT. She has never moved it. She listens to this program every Saturday from 4 until 7 p.m. Ms. Sankar, if you're there, give me a call quickly, all right? Don't be fooling around. Turn off the stove. She's discovered bacon. She likes bacon. Her mom is teaching her to. I'm not taking any other call unless it's from. Let me turn on this, folks. I don't know this name. Could you call me after? I'm just looking for one person. I have to recognize the name. Anyway, maybe Ms. Sankar doesn't want to talk to me. Anyway, as I was saying, and I will be happy to take all your requests, whatever you want to hear, and I will pass on whatever is not in my thing with the music. I will pass it on to Mr. Nicholas, and he will play it. All right, so don't be shy. We will be happy to take all your requests. As I said before, I'm repeating myself. The last song you heard, God is Watching You, is by my dear, nearest friend. We all work together in bands in Jamaica. As a matter of there goes Miss Sankar. Hello, Miss Sankar. Let me get you there. Hello, Miss Sankar.
Hello, Sir Howard Carr. How are you doing today on this?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm trying to be good.
How can you be bad in a time like this? You have to stay home. Don't go roaming. You have to stay home.
Oh, I love being home, though. I have to admit.
I
love just being home and, like, having everything in my little cocoon. So I take joy from that. Of course, there's a lot of downside to that, but I'm a homebody, so I won't complain. I won't complain about that.
Good. You tell everybody what have you been learning in the kitchen.
So hello to everybody as well. I hope that we find you in good spirits this evening. And if not, I hope by the time the soca and reggae hour come on, and even the start of the show, the music will get you in a good mood. So for me, I've been doing a little bit of everything, you know. But one of the things that takes away some of the stress, I would say, is really discovering new recipes and things that I never thought that I would ever do. I used to depend on other people to do it or pick it up at a shop.
Right.
But honestly, I'm taking a lot of pride and joy into finding out, like, how to make, say, for instance, even a face mask, but in the most natural of ways.
Oh, yeah.
Baking a bagel, a homemade bagel, or learning how to make a pizza bread. You know, I don't even have to bake bread anymore.
Your phone, keep your phone one place. It's breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know why. Maybe
because
I should put
you're
it on
moving.
Speaker as opposed to.
Don't move. Yeah. Stay one place. You're frozen.
Okay.
You can't move.
Okay.
Yes.
I can't move. I'm sorry.
That's
it's
okay.
My ears.
That's okay. No, I'm just teasing it. folks, I must say she baked a bread. I don't know if it's her oven. No, she baked a bread and she brought me one and I was totally impressed. What kind of bread was it again?
Oh, that was a cheese bread.
Cheese bread.
Yeah.
You know, even my wife said, wow, this is good. So we both enjoyed your cheese bread. It was good.
I'm happy to hear that. You know, that food is love.
Yeah.
And, you know, so be it, you share it with your friends. Or your friends that become family, or family, it's always love.
Good.
So happy to hear that. So I'm enjoying it. I challenge everybody to learn a new skill every day, you know, because sometimes we have a little time on our hands now. So why not do it? You know, take up sewing, take up reading, take up whatever, you know, like you fancy. And yeah, definitely challenge yourself for something every day.
But that is good.
Yeah.
And now you say you like being home, all right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, because you know tonight is when a big curfew starts. It starts at 8 to 5. Well, you know that, as you're saying, that won't affect you. You enjoy your home. You enjoy being home.
I do. But honestly, maybe it's just being a human being that we want to feel like we have a choice, that we get to decide when we go and when we come, you know? And that in itself, it's hard, you know, because being home, sometimes you feel like you're suffocated. You know, there are days when I go up and I look through the window and I will pull the curtain and I will, like, you know, just stand at the window and look through, and I'm not looking at anybody specifically because it's cold. Sometimes I just want to see outside without necessarily going outside. Sometimes I'll have some strange neighbors who would seem to think that I'm looking at them, and they'll close their blind and they're like, oh, if you only know how much I don't care about what you're doing, you would. It's just like, whatever, you know? But I think for people, a lot of people will find it hard, you know, because just being told one more restriction of you cannot do that. And the time just feel like, you know, but I mean, we have to do what we have to do. It's true. Just to make sure that we get this thing under control. But I won't stay here and say that it's going to be easy. It's going to be extremely hard to know that we're pretty much like children, you know, like, don't go, mind your curfew.
But
if it saves granny's life, why not?
You know, listen to me. Going outside is not a problem. You know what I have seen people do? Some people have opened their front doors, let the fresh air come into the house. I'm worried for the people who live in apartment and don't have that sort of thing. But listen, we don't have a choice at the moment. We have to go by what the government is saying. Trust me. You know, a lot of people are saying that the government is doing this because they want to control the money. And the money has nothing to do with it. The more business running is, the more money they make, not the less. And this premier we have here don't really want to have no curfew. If he could help it, there would be no curfew. This man is money oriented. You understand me? So I have nothing to say. For me, it surprises me when people say, oh, they're taking away our freedom. You know, if they're taking away the freedom, okay, don't take an aspirin or just drive through the stoplight. Do anything you want. Seeing the government is taking away your freedom. I'm fed up with people saying that because they're doing this because they're running out of space in these hospitals.
It is really, really concerning, worrying to know that is happening. And around the globe, certain places, there is not even enough space for people that are passing away, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
So that part is scary. But there's the other aspects of it, too, that we definitely have to watch out for, you know, people being unfairly targeted. Like, say, for instance, the homeless that I worry about, of them not having anywhere to go and the cops, you know, just perhaps picking on them.
No.
So I hope that they will remain professional and compassionate in these trying times and not use it as a way to racially target minority communities as well at these times. And that's why, you know, again, you know, whatever you go through, definitely maybe document it if you feel like it's unfair. You know, maybe comply, and then after, you know, there are, of course, action you could take after. But definitely for the people that are enforcing the rules, I would say definitely remain professional and compassionate at the same time.
Listen.
Because there's still leeway, you know, for unique circumstances.
I get you. But there's laws to be followed, and when you get to the situation where nobody everybody ignores the laws of the country or the province or whatever, then we're in trouble. We are in serious trouble. But I'm sure for these homeless people, they're not just going to throw them in jail. Some of them, I remembered seeing this guy breaking a front glass at the Van Horn Royal Bank. And broad daylight, I went to go pick up Anna, and he was breaking the glass. Bang, 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 bang. And I said, what is this guy doing? They say every winter he does that so he can go to jail at Bordeaux. And,
oh, my God.
Yes. He gets 3 square meals a day. I don't know if this
that
is was true, but...
That is definitely frightening. But sometimes being out and not having that security, it is very frightening. But I think one of the things that as I get older that I'm so happy that I decided to stay in Canada, you know, I took comfort to what I would ever tell my younger 20-something or, you know, self, is that, you know, we have certain shared value and it's there for a reason. And I think we should be so proud of ourselves as Canadians because we do take care of one another. There are
Don't move with that phone. There. Don't move.
it's just, maybe I should put it on speaker. I don't know if it would take up the sound from the room, but I'm honestly not really moving. I don't see where I am. Maybe my head a little bit, but I don't see.
Your head is moving. Anyway, try to speak and see. You know, I know it's not easy keeping your head steady on the phone. Are you hearing my beautiful voice?
I'm hearing your very, like, big and beautiful voice. Indeed,
it's,
I am.
It's on speaker.
Do you want me to put it on speaker and just
try it out? Why not? Experience teaches wisdom. Yes, folks.
Is it any better right now?
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right. What else is, I know something is bothering you, so we're going to touch on it a little bit. Because coming up...
that bothers me.
Hold on. Let me finish.
For one, this week has been a nail-biter.
She's not here.
I remember, I have a lot of family in the States, as you know, and I love, when you go into the United States and you're on the ground, sometimes what we see on TV is not really what is there. I always find Americans can be such caring people. Maybe it's just, of course, we do look at our subjective experience. And I've been to the States with friends that are Asian. I've been with my multicultural family. And the experiences that I've had in the United States have been good, you know. So I look at it as my neighbor or trading partner or family. You love the States. You get frustrated at them sometimes. But this week, it was, of course, a nail-biter. You know, I was saying, please, God, please, universe, let Georgia become blue. And I'm so, so pleased, you know, to see that Reverend Raphael Warnock did beat out Kelly LaFleur to become the first African-American to gain the Senate seat in Georgia, right? I am so proud. I'm so happy. And, of course, John Ossoff that actually beat out Mr. Perdue to gain that seat. And I think maybe what concerns me and what is I feel optimistic about is here in Canada, we look to the States, and there's a lot of things that, you know, here we're quiet about. But I think we should look at it as an example to see how much we should try to flip this conversation in Quebec and in Canada, to seek representation, to see that we see ourselves in government and other spaces that are not traditionally where you see people that look like us or shade or sound like us. So we see over the past few years people that are trying to get into politics, and sometimes, of course, unfortunately, they don't get it. But please look at this as an example that maybe the first try you won't get it, maybe the second, maybe the third you won't get it. But even look at Joe Biden; he didn't get it the first time. Something as simple as he has a speech impediment, he has a stutter, and he said he didn't claim they said he plagiarized something, and it's just because he didn't take the time at a rapid enough space to come up with that, you know, give something credit. And he lost out. And if you look at somebody like that overcame, and then the timing was right, and now finally he's getting the chance to lead the country. I think we should take courage and say, yeah, definitely don't accept that you're just going to vote and that's it. You're going to vote and somebody else that's not going to understand your experience, they're going to represent you. I think it's the time, we've come to the time right now that in Quebec, in Canada, all across the country, that, you know, we should be at the table too. We should be at the table too. And demand it, ask for it gradually. It's not going to be like a battle that's going to be won overnight, but every cycle, try. Before that, prepare. until we get there. So, hello, are you still hearing me?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm listening to you, the talker.
Sorry. Well, another thing is, hello, I probably get a bit frustrated with our community. Sometimes I think we are our worst enemies. You know, I get frustrated in the sense that sometimes we'll walk into a room, we'll see one of our own. We don't even say hello. And I think that looks bad on us because it gives other people the chance to think we don't like each other, we don't respect each other. And I think we have to start with ourselves to value one another, to give each other a break, to raise each other up that we can be as well. And that, you know, the respect we're asking from white people, for instance, that we should do it for ourselves.
I am trying to listen here. Continue talking there. I don't know if we're still on air.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
You don't know?
It looks good from my side here, but I don't know if it's on air or not.
It's because your voice is needed at this time.
I'm serious. I'm broadcasting from here, but I'm not getting it on my my Google machine here. So you have a radio near you or something?
I have my computer open, and I could go to ckut.ca.
It came back, but I don't know why it dropped so long, you know. Anyway, okay. As long as the people are hearing me, because somebody was trying to call me a while ago, I figured that is what was the problem. All right, so
okay,
it's 4:38, and I need to play the commercials. I'm going to have Prezi on. Maybe all three of us, but I don't know. I'll try. I've never done it on this phone. All three of us could chat or whatever, you know what I mean? So
I'm excited about that because, you know, he has been a titan in the community. I like how strong this man is. He takes no prisoner. He does not roll over. He definitely stands tall. And he knows how to fight. So I think he should.
Let me play this commercial here and hear what is happening. Because apparently something is happening here. People keep calling me. All right?
Okay. You're popular. What can I say?
Popular is not the problem. I don't know.
So play the commercial. Go ahead.
I'm trying to. Once again, I don't think we were off, and let me see if I can get through to the Prezi. Let me play an ad here.
The Caribbean News is sponsored by TNT Palace, 6343 Victoria. Doubles, macaroni pie, fresh roti made every hour. All your traditional Trinidadian flavors. Open 6 days a week till 8 p.m., closed on Mondays. Call 514-587-8423, TNT Palace. 6343 Victoria.
This message is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19. Because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
WestCan Folk Performing Company would like to wish you all the best for the new year. 2021 marks 40 years of WestCam promoting Caribbean culture in Canada and abroad, ensuring that it is passed down to the next generations.
On January 10th, 2021, the participants in the Afro-Caribbean Folklore in Quebec project will be featured in a digital presentation of Caribbean folk dance, music, and storytelling.
Join us on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/WestCanFolk, WESTCANFOLK. For the virtual release, January 10th, 2021, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
That's right. Come support Caribbean folk culture in Montreal.
Funded by the Department of Canadian Heritage, this is a CKUT
co-presentation.
Them girls seems to be having fun. Prezi, if you're listening to me, call me, please. And Faith, if you're listening to me, call me. Let me see if I can get... And nobody else, because after these two are on, I'm just going to block the phone so nobody can call me, all right? We do have a system here. Folks, it may not sound like it, but we do have a system here, all right? So, Prezi, if you're there, give me a call. Faith, if you're there, give me a call. Let me see if we can do a three-way thing here. 514-947-2558. Past president of the Jamaica Association, Mr. Noel Alexander, a man who stood tall in this city for a lot of us. All right. In the meanwhile, while they're trying to get through to me, I hope I didn't block them yet. I blocked somebody. So somebody call me. All right. I can't call while I'm doing this. It's not easy. So CKUT 90.3 FM, and as I was telling you about George Fennell, he's a personal friend of mine. We came from Maypen together. We sang together in bands in Maypen. So I didn't plan for this section of it. So you know what? Let me find a nice reggae piece and play. This is Brother Barris.
World is so unforgiving, and I
isn't it?
Every day was a purpose in us living. If we're not sure, when a little baby is born, we can guarantee that the little child grows up to be one that we're proud of, one with so much love, one that we can build the future on. It's bitter, yes, it's bitter, needs blessings to dilute. I know, 'cause even the weather is telling the truth. So it rains, so it pours, nature's knocking at our doors. And with all of that, tell me, do we still ignore? Oh no, and no one seems to have this magic solution, no remedy or cure. Now every time I think about giving up, this power makes me wanna fight more. Fight for the will of our children. Fight, fight so that we can protect them. Fight, fight so that love can repair it. Fight, fight so that love will prevail it. Fight, fight so that there will be no war. Fight, fight so that no one robs a creature. Fight, fight for my brothers and my sisters. Fight, those who are drowning. Oh, fight for the weak and afflicted. Fight, fight in the war against the wicked. Fight, fight for the dawning of a brighter day. Fight, fight for a time when we can all say, fight. Love you, my brother and my sister. Regardless of
hey, Prezi, I'm still waiting on you, you know. 514-947-2558. Try that, all right? I'm still waiting on you to talk with you a minute or two. Are you forgotten me or what? CKUT 90.3 FM. I hope you're enjoying what we, we're trying to put together here. And I'm hoping the president of the past president of the Jamaica Association will call. I still have faith on this program with me. So, Prezi, I don't know what's happening here. He's not getting through or what, but he should. CKUT 90.3 FM, we broadcast every Saturday from 4 until 7. Coming up at 5 o'clock will be the Soca Hour, and that will take us up to good old 6 o'clock. Then we'll get into the Reggae Hour. And at 6 o'clock, my friend Glenn Washington got married, and he made a special song, and he says, Stretch, you're the first one who's going to release it. So I will release it at 6 o'clock. You will hear this way. This man has gotten whipped. Whipped in every sense of the word. So that's it. I don't know if the president of the association going to call. But we will continue with the ride. CKUT 90.3 FM. I heard, I don't know how true this is, that I better not say anything. But I just want to say many thanks to Sharon. Somebody just texted and said somebody died. I don't want to mention their names until, let me just ask who. It's not easy. You know what I mean? Somebody just texted me and said, what a sad week we are having. I really don't know who passed now. Somebody, I'm telling you. CKUT 90.3 FM, and my name is Howard Carr, and I'm trying to do a little thing. Nice time. Time we don't have no nice time, but we will have nice time. Let's just keep it low, slow, and easy. You know what? I feel like a little disco. Nicholas, play me some disco here.
Back to life, back to reality. Back to life, back to reality.
Come next year, we'll be doing this. I think we got Mr. Noel Alexander. Are you there, sir? Hold on. I didn't do this thing properly. We're using something here. Come on. I'm having a spot of problem here with my iPhone, which will be going to the garage. So now, Noel Alexander.
Yes, sir.
What happened?
Yeah.
Hello.
What happened?
No, I was expecting you to call me.
Yeah, I thought you said 20 to 5.
Yes. Anyway, that is gone. How you doing, brother? How you doing? Long time no hear you.
Yeah, man. Maybe I was so excited, trying to, get myself organized to talk to you. Long time to speak to you, Stretch.
Well, you know what we're going to do, because I don't want to cut you short. We have five minutes to go. So what I'm going to do, put this off till next week. All right? But in the meanwhile, I want to know what's up with you and how you've been doing and all that. By the way, folks, in case you're just joining us, I'm speaking to a veteran president of the Jamaica Association. A man stood up. He stood on all benches and all chairs and all tables to let the city of Montreal know that we exist. Right, Noel?
Yes, sir, we tried. You were part of it, you won't get away lightly, my friend, because we relied on you to that voice at that station, very important to this community. And I always extend my good wishes to you and your dear wife, because I know it is hard work, planning these things. Everything is nothing, but you got to get together, and you got to get it together well. And you have done an excellent job on behalf of for all of us. We have gotten where we are,
Okay, Bobby. Noel, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about Noel Alexander, a veteran voice.
I've never really spoken about myself.
Yeah, well, I'm going to talk about you. You know what a police inspector told me? I'll never forget this, a Jamaica day. He came over and he said, "Oh, so you are the guy from CKUT Radio." I say, "Yes, sir." And then you were up on stage and he says, "And that is the man who runs the black community here in the city." I said, "I guess so, sir." I never forgotten that, this inspector. Yeah, he came up and he said that to me.
Well,
and
you know, I always said that you did a wonderful job, and also you encourage young people to be on the radio.
Oh, Egbert is a gem.
People have moved on, and they've gone into television, and some have gone abroad, and I think that, I did my piece, Stretch. You know, you're placed in a position when I got the Jamaica Association, coming from England, I couldn't figure out what it was about. And then all of a sudden we were landing to this Bill 101 discussion and different things as a social and politicians. I thought, oh my gosh, what a city. But we got through it. We did our part. We did well. I think so.
I know you did well. You know, I mean, and people like Dan Phillips, boy, if only people know what you guys had to go through in this city. Me, I have a broad shoulder and I'm pretty tall, so it's not easy to affect me. But you guys, boy, you had to put up with a lot of stuff. I mean, one wrong word or one word that they didn't like, people would feel it.
Both sides. You see, you get a whipping from the opposition. You get a whipping from your own group sometimes. But, you know, that goes with the territory.
Yeah.
You have to understand. That goes with the territory, man.
Yes.
Once you start, sometimes it's pretty jealousy and all that nonsense.
Big time.
Well, you know, who's this guy? You know, and all that sort of nonsense. But we had to do what we had to do at that time.
But I must tell you, you were respected in the sense here in Montreal, and I want you not to explain why. You were respected by the politicians and the police force, for sure. They respected you in every sense of the word. Like one guy, he told me they wouldn't do anything unless they spoke with you and all that. But you know what? It's 4:59. So you're going to hold all those thoughts. And next week, I'm sending Faith to come by and Molly to come by to get you on that phone, okay?
All right, my brother.
So you're going to be on that phone with me. Folks, Mr. Noel Alexander, past president of the Jamaica Association, will be on the air with me next week, Saturday, because he has a lot to say. We're going to say 25 minutes, too. I think you give me a Jamaican time there, no? Me soon come, man.
I was doing a little work because the wife had gone off to work, and so I was doing a bit. You could do at home here, and during that time, I was, you know, some electrical stuff here. You know, taking a lot of that downstairs, and in between that little time, you get down there and see something else to do. Then when I look at my watch, I'm thinking, I think it's at 5:20. No, it's 20
minutes to 5.
I get mixed up.
All right. Well, you are forgiven. Forgiven. All right. So next week, don't worry. I'm putting Faith on your back, and Faith is going to be on the wife's back. So you're going to get on that radio. 20 minutes to, let's say 25 minutes too. So if you give me a Jamaican 25. Thing, we'll still be able to do it.
25 minutes to 5 or what?
Yes, sir.
25 to 5.
25 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock.
Okay, good.
All right, President. Nice hearing your voice anyway. I haven't spoken to you in such a long while. But keep it up and you know, nice to hear you.
Lemon, I'm trying Stretch, but it's tell you something. This thing about retiring isn't the best thing in the world, is it? especially when you can't go anywhere.
I know. That's a tough part. Well, me, I'm traveling right now because I'm traveling with the listeners who are listening to us. I know I'm all the way somewhere in Washington, D.C., Florida, and so forth. So that's my traveling. And Faith was just saying that earlier on that people... Hello?
Yes.
Oh. People were just saying, Faith was just saying, it's not easy that you know, for some people, they can't go outside. They can't, you know, see outside. And that's a hard part because.